With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. Over the past year, federal nuclear regulators have held public meetings to get input on the idea of storing the nation's spent nuclear fuel in southeastern New Mexico, not far from the bustling oil and gas fields of the Permian Basin. New Mexico's State Land Commissioner Stephanie Garcia-Richard says she's not in favor of burying barrels of radioactive waste from reactors so close to mining oil and gas production on state trust lands.
You have a lot of extractive work going on there, not only the potash, which is a mining operation. You have the oil and gas drilling, and then you have injection of produced water. And all of that is happening right in the area that this site is being proposed. So the impact for the trust would be, I believe in the hundreds of millions of dollars.
In a letter to Holtec International, the company seeking a multi-year contract for nuclear storage, Commissioner Garcia-Richard said 54 companies operate mineral, oil, and gas wells within 10 miles of the proposed site.
The private company that would like to undergo this contract has stated to their regulator that they already have agreements in place with a lot of the operators in the area. Well, we actually found that that is not the case. They have no agreements in place with us. They have no agreements in place with any of the operators that have the leases on this site. I don't understand trying to mix storage of nuclear fuel in one of the most active, oil wells in the world. That to me doesn't make sense.
Garcia-Richard also says she's worried about the safety of the proposition to store 120,000 metric tons of high-level waste near oil and gas production, and she fears Holtec's promise of a temporary storage plan will become permanent. With KANW New Mexico Close-Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.